Welcome to Earth Eats, a weekly program of real food and green living. I'm your host, Annie Corrigan. Chef Daniel Orr is a Columbus, Indiana native, and he's also a world-renowned chef. On this episode, he talks to us about fresh, local fruits.
A wonderful way to show off the season's bounty of fruit is in a baked dessert. A juicy cobbler, slump, or grunt is a perfect foil for fresh berries or stone fruit. Cobblers are deep dish fruit desserts with thick top crusts. They're a great way to use ripe fruit. A wonderful variation is a clafoutis, a French cobbler using the addition of a custard over the fruit instead of a true crust. If you prefer a more cake-like dessert, try a buckle. These cakes are made with large quantity of fruits in a batter and topped with a streusel, which is a crumb topping made with butter, flour, and sugar. There's no better way to show off the autumn bounty of apples than in a pan dowdy, a variation on a cobbler. This dessert is sweetened with molasses. Both my grandmas used to toss a mixture of fruits from their gardens into their cobblers. So even if you only have a couple of plums, a peach, and a pint of berries, you can still carry a cobbler to the table for dessert.
Here's a recipe for a grunt that you can try at home. Grab a pencil and some paper. Here's what you'll need. 1 cup of sugar, 1/4 teaspoon of cinnamon, 3/4 cup of flour, 3/4 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/3 cup of milk, 2 tablespoons melted butter, 2 tablespoons ginger, 3 pints of fresh berries, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 2 teaspoons of lemon zest, and 1 tablespoon of lemon thyme leaves.
Right, today we're going to make a very unusual recipe. It's called a grunt. And the reason it's called a grunt is because you actually cook it on the stove and it kind of grunts at you as it's cooking. It's very similar to a cobbler or a crumble, except for you cook it mainly on the stovetop. So what we're going to do is we have a nice heavy bottom pan that we can also transfer to the oven if we choose later. We're going to add our sugar. We have about 1 cup of sugar. Okay, we're going to add a little bit of cinnamon or sweet seasoned spice blend. We have our flour. And we're going to add our fruit. Today I'm using local blackberries, local blueberries, and some Michigan peaches. Okay, to this I'm going to add some Earth Eat types of flavors. We have some ginger here. Again, we love to take old-fashioned recipes and update them. I'm adding some lemon thyme. We have some lemon zest. Okay, and then with all my desserts, I always add a little bit of salt and pepper. The salt, again, it's all about hitting all those different places on your tongue. The salt and pepper awake the tongue. You don't want to put enough that you actually taste it, but it's just enough to open up your taste buds so you can enjoy all the other flavors. We're going to start stirring this together. And we're going to cook this again until it starts to grunt. What that means is that the flour will start to absorb these flavors and start to bubble and spit at you a little bit. Okay, now we're going to make the dumpling topping. So we've got our flour, sugar, a little baking powder, pinch of salt and pepper. Okay, and to this we're going to add our butter. Okay, and we're going to mix the butter in until, just like if you're making a biscuit, until it starts to be about pea-sized pieces. Okay, and then we'll add the buttermilk. Okay, again, with any liquids, you always add about 3/4 and mix it in, and then you can add the rest if you need it, but once you add it, you can't take it out.
Once you finish making your dumplings, take them over to the stovetop, stir your grunt a little bit.
You see how it's getting nice and thick? You have a nice glazy look. It's shiny. Okay, I'm going to drop my little dumplings in here. Just about 1 tablespoon each one. And I'm going to go ahead and finish this in the oven. You could, like I said before, you can do it on the stovetop covered, and you'll have a nice moist dumpling where I like to get a little crisp on top. So you have that textural contrast.
If you're finishing it on the stove, turn your heat down some. If you're finishing it in the oven like Chef Orr, preheat it to 350 degrees.
So it's a quick, fast, easy recipe you can make every night of the week if you'd like. Whatever fruit's in season, you can use that. Peaches, pears, apples. You can make a grunt just about of anything. So enjoy.
This has been Earth Eats with special guest Chef Daniel Orr. This episode was produced by WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. You can find recipes, photos, and much more on our website, Visit us online at wfiu.org/EarthEats. Until next time, go ahead, grunt at the dinner table. I'm Annie Corrigan.